This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Good afternoon, this is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 120 of Within the Trenches. Now, this episode, along with all the others, are sponsored by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. And, things continue to be busy, but I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. So many things going on. I gave a recap in the most recent video, and that's kind of what this episode is going to be about as well. However, not everybody watches the videos, so I wanted to give an update on this next episode, or this episode rather, and just to let you know everything that's been going on so that it is all out there and people know what's up. So for the last few weeks, I've been actually traveling. I was in Colorado for the NENA APCO conference, and it was a lot of fun there. I met a lot of people, some I-911 supporters. It was excellent to talk to them. In the video, I actually showed the picture that I took with each one of them. So it was a good time. They went out there, we met, we talked. It was a great time. From there, I ended up going to Columbus, Ohio for the Standards and Best Practices Conference and Critical Issues Forum, where I gave a talk on resiliency in 911. And I also met a 911 public safety legend in Mr. Steve Souter, who's currently the director with Fairfax County 911 out of Virginia. And he's going to be retiring here in a few months, but it was awesome to finally get to meet him. And he hooked me up with a challenge coin, and I got a chance to get a picture with him. So that was really cool to be able to meet him and talk to him for a little bit. And he also gave the closing talk from the Critical Issues Forum. And it was really cool to hear his whole story. I'd heard his story before when he was on episode 80 with me, but to be there live with him and just see on his face, him talking about his whole career and everything, it was great and how he got started. So it was awesome. So thank you, Mr. Souter, for everything that you do, your service, and hopefully we get a chance that we can do another episode, which you can tell as many stories as you want, because I know you have a lot of them and it's awesome to hear them as well. So from there, I've been in the office kind of traveling here and there for presentations and such. And, things are going to start ramping up again. Actually, the conference, the Illinois conference that's coming up in the first week of November, first part of November, after that, there will be a break from conferences here at work. So I'll be able to do a lot more episodes with people. And so many things coming up. But and I have so much to talk about. So I'm trying to look at my notes here to see, where do I go from here? Because there's so much stuff that's going on that it's hard to focus, on one thing. So some of the things we're going to cover today is we're going to talk about the IM911 movement and give an update on that. Project IM911, my most recent announcement in collaboration with the IAED, and a recent video that I did for the IM911 movement, as well as an audio IM911 story from a 911 professional, which was excellent. So I'm going to get to play that, as well as my video that I have coming up. So one of the things I want to start out with first is just the decals, the IM911 decals and other merchandise that was purchased. That pre-order period ended up going through, and then my wife and I, we busted those out, and they have all been sent out. So by the end of this week, which today is October 26th on a Wednesday, so the 28th, they should all have gotten to everyone. If for some reason you have not received yours by this Friday or even by Monday, send me a message either on Facebook or through my Etsy store, and we'll figure out what's going on there. But they have all been sent out. My wife and I were taking a week's break, and then we're going to go back in and we're going to print out tons more I Am 911 decals, as well as Sons and Daughters of Dispatch. There's a standalone headset that I'm working on as well from my logo from the podcast. And then Dispatch Love. The Dispatch Love decals have been asked for a lot, so I'm going to make sure to put those back into production and get those out for purchase. They are only $4.99 plus shipping. And then, yeah, we'll have them out there as soon as we have them out, and we've got some stock so that there's no pre-order period, so that nobody has to wait any longer than they need to. We'll get all of that done, and then I will put an announcement out there and you'll know about it. So from there, we've got an update on the I Am 911 movement. So my team and I, we took a small break from pushing out stories, and when we ended, right before that break, we had finished all the stories from August 29th. So, like I said earlier, it's October 26th, okay? And when I started this movement, it was August 24th. And before we took our break, again, we had just finished up stories from August 29th. So there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories in there in the inbox still. And we are just starting to push more out right now. There are more memes, notes, and everything that we're putting out there. And so we're starting on August 30th. So we're coming from there. But even if you want to share more stories, continue to share them, because we're not going to push anybody away or tell you to stop. We're going to keep doing this and, sharing as many stories as we can. You know, at the height of this, at one time, hashtag IM911 was trending at number 3 on Twitter. And from the time that I started this to present time, we're at about 40 plus million engagements on Facebook. That's huge. That's enormous. I mean, this is a grassroots thing that happened, that the entire Thin Gold line, as well as industry partners, have been pushing, and civilians, callers have been pushing it as well. Thanking dispatch, where, you know, the reclassification issue is very important. And it's something that, that we need, something that should go through. I mean, it's a no brainer. You know, we are the first responder, but you know, some people don't think so, but we're going to continue to fight, and we're going to continue to share those stories. So even though this reclassification issue is so important, the movement itself has become so much more than the reclassification. As I was saying, with those numbers and the people that have been responding, I mean, you've got callers, and I've said this many times, you have callers that are giving their I Am 911 story, and you know, they'll probably never meet the dispatcher that helped them out, but they're thanking dispatch. There are other people from public safety that are pushing this and giving thanks to dispatch. And it's something that, you know, you don't ever really see. So this has turned into something much bigger than the reclassification issue. Now, the time period for the public comment ended up ending, and that was on September 20th of this year. So public comment to be sent out to the OMB ended up ending on that date. And both APCO and NINA pushed out all the information they had and their data to them. And if I remember correctly, it'll be this coming April 2017, when the OMB will give their final decision on whether they're going to reclassify dispatchers or public safety telecommunicators as protective, in the protective class, versus the clerical class that they're in right now. So if for some reason it does not go through, I mean, one of the things that, you know, we're going to have to start doing is pushing this reclassification issue at a state level. And I know a couple states that are already looking into this, Idaho being one of them. They're fighting for this at a state level. And the state of Indiana is, you know, starting to play with the idea of doing this as well. So if this does not go through, we might have to look at doing this at a state level, individual states. And one of the last episodes I had, or most recent episodes rather, with Congresswoman Norma Torres, she was saying as well, you know, I'd asked her, what happens if this doesn't go through? What's the next step? And she said the same thing. Well, it would be, you know, either at a state level, or she was going to do something where, you know, she was going to introduce some sort of legislation to put it through. But, you know, stuff going through Congress like that, that takes a long time. So if we're able to do this faster at a state level per state, you know, maybe we can do it that way. So there's still a fight going on here. So we are continuing to share stories. We're putting them out there every day. The album gets more stories. I believe there's about 781 stories in there right now in that photo album, all the memes and the notes. There are tons of notes in there for longer stories. And like I said earlier, we are just starting on August 30th. So you can imagine the amount of stories, especially new ones that are coming in right now on October 26th. How many are there and how many will be added? So new ones are added daily. Make sure to keep checking it out. Make sure to keep sharing that photo album, because the more people see it, the more it'll stay out there and people will keep thinking about it and thinking about it. Now, the next phase of the movement is Project I Am 911. And this was to give a, to humanize the voice within the trenches. And this is, these are pictures of dispatchers showing themselves either in dispatch or just in everyday life. You know, you don't have to take a picture of you in dispatch, because I know a lot of people, or a lot of centers rather, they don't allow for pictures to be taken like that. But even in everyday life, with, you know, holding up a sign that says I am not hashtag I am 911, or writing on your hand hashtag I am 911, you know, this is showing people that, you know, we are human. We're like everyone else. We just do an awesome kick-ass job. So there are a bunch of pictures in there. I believe there's about 143 pictures from dispatchers from all over the US and Canada, and possibly, you know, the UK, Australia. You know, if you want to jump in as well, feel free. Send me some pictures. You know, go to facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast and send me a message with a picture of you and your crew, or you individually. However, let's get some more pictures in there. So those are my updates for the I Am 911 movement, as well as Project I Am 911. And one of the other things that has come up recently, it was an announcement. And this announcement involved the collaboration of the IAED, and this is the International Academies of Emergency Dispatch. We announced our collaboration where we're going to be sharing each other's interests. You know, we'll be sharing each other's posts. They have a lot of stuff coming out for their magazines called The Journal. And one of my admins, Daphne, she is actually one of their columnists. It's called In Between the Chaos. Make sure to check out her stuff. She has excellent stuff there. But the IAED is pushing what she does. They're going to be pushing what we're doing by sharing the podcast episodes, the I Am 911 movement, you know, a lot of different things that we are doing, they're sharing. And then a lot of their articles and their training and stuff, we are sharing what they have. So again, we're sharing each other's posts, similar interests. Also, Navigator 2017. This is their big annual conference here in the United States. And they're going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. And they're not only going to feature the podcast there at the conference, but I'm going to be giving a session. And that session is called Keep Broadcasting Your Message. Now, this session is kind of a like a motivational, inspirational type thing where I'm telling you my story and where I came from, but I'm going to tweak it a little bit, and I'm going to add in some I Am 911 stuff, so you don't want to miss that. And again, like I said, I'm going to be there doing the podcast, so if you're going to be there, make sure to come and see me. I'm going to have swag and such, and you know, we can do an episode. You can tell your story. Now, one of the other things that is going on there is, if you've never been to a national conference or a big conference like Navigator, or, you know, the other conferences that are out there, it's something that you don't want to miss. I mean, the networking alone is amazing. You can learn a lot of different things. And from the time that I started going to the national conferences, a lot of things have happened for me personally. And, you know, I've come a long way, and anything that I can do to help somebody experience something like that, that's what I want to do. So last year for the, well, I can't say last year, we're still in 2016, but the most recent National NINA conference, which was in Indianapolis, Indiana, I had the first ever Within the Trenches Continuing Education Scholarship. And what the scholarship was I had people submit their resume, an application, as well as a 1,000-word essay on them, you know, telling their 911 story, how they got into dispatch, you know, things they would like to learn, where they see themselves going in 5 years. And there were about 10 people that applied for this, which I think is pretty good for, you know, a scholarship that just started out that nobody knew about until I put it out there, of course. And, you know, I had my voting committee and they picked Leslie out of New Hanover County in North Carolina. She's an awesome person. And I met her. I had her on the episode or on the podcast. It was episode 111 that she was on. Make sure to check that one out. She tells her story, but she was the first recipient of this scholarship, and she was able to go to this national conference, and she learned so much. She met so many people. She had an amazing experience. And that's not just me saying it. I actually asked her on the podcast. So if you don't believe me, you can check it out. Episode 111. She talks all about it, but, it was a great experience for her. And I want to keep doing that. So with, you know, some of the funds that have come out of the I Am 911 t-shirt campaign, I've added to the Within the Trenches Continuing Education Scholarship, and I want to offer the scholarship for Navigator 2017. Now, I'm going to give you a few of the main points for the scholarship, but the application and formal announcement will not come out until the first week of November. And so just to give you a little taste of what will be involved in the scholarship, your registration will be paid for. If there are any pre-conference classes, if there are multiple ones, you'll be able to choose one of your choice that you can go to. That'll be paid as well. So registration and pre-conference class will be paid. There will also be a $500 travel stipend and an official Within the Trenches t-shirt, and you'll have a guest spot on the podcast. So it's a huge opportunity for one of you out there to be able to apply and enjoy what is an amazing conference, you know, an experience to go to a big conference like this, because there's much you can learn and take back to your center. So again, the formal announcement will be coming out the first week of November, and all the details will be there. So this is just a taste of what's to come for the second Within the Trenches Continuing Education Scholarship. And this will be, again, for the Navigator Conference in April 2017, which will be in New Orleans, Louisiana. Excuse me. So from there, you know, we've got some, you know, we've had a lot of I Am 911 stories that have come in, and they have all been, they've been gut-wrenching. You know, if you've been in dispatch, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's stuff that we dealt with every day, and, you know, they're as real as it is. When I had put it out there for people to share their stories, one of the things that I wanted as well was to get either an audio story or a video story. And finally, about a week or so ago, I ended up getting an audio story, and it's in video form, but you know, you've got the audio, so I'll be able to play the audio right now, for this story. And, in the blog post, I'm going to end up putting the link on there so that, you know, everybody can actually see it and hear it as well individually, you know, separate from this episode. But I'm going to go ahead and play this right now. And I want to thank Donita for putting this together and sharing your story. You know, your work every day is appreciated. And I wanted to acknowledge that and play that here on the podcast. So I'm going to play that here right now.
I am the voice who answered the frantic call from the friend of your children the day their Jeep flipped over. I am the ears who listened to their friend screaming as he told me there's no way your son could have survived. The ears who listened as he told me we might be able to save your daughter if we hurried. I am the hands who typed as fast as they could to relay the tragic details to our dispatchers and units who responded. I am the eyes who read those haunting words on my screen. Male subject deceased, female subject transported via air, life threatening. I am the heart who broke into a million pieces for you, a stranger I'll never meet. I am the tears that flowed uncontrollably when my shift was over, as I replayed speaking to you when you called in and told me, I know my daughter was medevaced to a hospital, but no one can tell me where my son is. I, too, am a bereaved parent whose soul aches to my core for the loss of your son and near loss of your daughter. As a bereaved mother, I personally know that your world will never be the same. I personally know the unique and indescribable pain, emptiness, and sorrow felt only by a bereaved parent. I also know the pain that is only felt by the 911 call taker. Although we do not know each other, I think of you often. The loss of your son is a tragedy I will never forget. I hold him, your daughter, your family, and you close to my heart. I am 911.
That was excellent. And it was exactly the way I had pictured an audio story coming out from someone. You know, saying the entire story, you know, it's almost as if she's speaking to that caller. And that's exactly what I wanted to do with this. When I first started it with that, the message that I did, you know, I wanted to make it seem like I was talking to that person, even though we're never going to meet, you know, have it go out like that. And Donita, you did an excellent job. Thank you again for sharing that. That is currently on YouTube. And I'm going to, like I said, share the link. I'm going to put on the blog post. And I've shared it on both Twitter and Facebook. So when you see it, you know, make sure to put it out there as well. Now, the next video that's coming up, you're only going to get to hear the audio, of course. However, this is going to be a little different. So I put together a video just a couple days ago, and it was about the I Am 911 movement. There's a warning in the beginning, which I'll read. And then I end up, you'll hear me talking. It's part of the video. But after that, there are several stories. And some are from the United States. Some are from Australia. I was trying to fit some of them in there from the UK, but I only had so much time in there. But there are many, many, many stories, which you're about to hear are just a blip, you know, just a glimpse into what is, you know, the stories that make up the I Am 911 movement. So, you know, hopefully I don't get emotional while I'm reading this. But so again, I'm going to read the warning. You're going to hear me talking. And then the first picture, they're going to be memes that pop up. And I'm going to read, what is on each one of those stories. And then in the ending, there is a credit to those who do the music. And then some follow-up information. But again, I wanted to put it out there or on here so that, you know, everyone who follows the podcast, if, you know, for some reason you're not following on Twitter or Facebook, to actually see the video, you would be able to hear it and know what I've put out there. Whew. All right. So let's get to it. Warning. The following stories may be considered disturbing. If you suffer from PTSD or may have suicidal tendencies, this could be a trigger. Please watch at your own risk. The stories here are all real. The public's worst day is every day for 911 dispatchers everywhere. In the moment of crisis, I am the voice within the trenches. I am the one who keeps you calm. I am the one who sends you help. I am the nameless, the faceless, the unsung hero of public safety. Your worst day is my every day. When you hurt, I hurt. I am 911. And this is the I Am 911 movement.
I hurt myself.
I tried to call you the day you committed suicide by driving your car into a tree.
If I still feel, I focus.
I will always remember the frantic sound of your voice as you tried to get into your son's house. It had only been 3 days since you last talked to him, And then, the grief in your voice as you look through his front window and see him hanging, forever, in my thoughts. Blue face, cold to the touch. I helped you with CPR after you found your infant face down, not breathing. It messed me up. I did everything I could, but it wasn't enough. I heard your mother wail as she collapsed, broken. The instant the paramedics arrived and confirmed your young life was gone. You were my age, and you died from a condition that's also mine. I was the last voice you heard before you set yourself alight, after pouring petrol on your body. I listened to your screams and moans for 10 minutes, till police, fire, and ambulance arrived. I will never forget the noise of the lighter being flicked, the whoosh of the fire, and your screams for help. I will never know if you survived. I am alive today because of a 911 dispatcher. She spent a good amount of time talking to me about life, and after a while, I put the gun down. I would have committed suicide if not for her. Upon my liar's chair. I was on the phone, listening to the panic in your voice, as you watched the driver burning in his car. There was nothing I could do but tell you help was on the way. This call still haunts me after 15 years. Beneath the stains of time. I took the call when your wife stopped breathing. I'll never forget you pleading with her to not leave you. I'll never forget dispatching EMS to our address for your wife and my mother. I am still right here. I listened as I had a caller circle your patrol car looking for you, while hearing live ammo in the vehicle go off due to your vehicle being fully engulfed in flames with you inside. You called 911 when you were feeling alone and suicidal. We talked the whole time it took my officers to get to you. By the time we hung up, you were telling me what you wanted to study when you went to college. I think of you every day and hope you're still alive. I had to listen to your last words over and over again to find the information that would lead us to your killer. You were one of my officers that night, and a part of me died with you. P.S. We found him. This is but a glimpse into the thousands of stories behind the movement. This is the Thin Gold Line. This is hashtag IAM911. Hurt, written by Trent Reznor, performed by Johnny Cash. The IAM911 movement has opened the eyes of many to what 911 dispatchers go through every day. IAM911 was trending at number 3 on Twitter with 40 million engagements on Facebook. 911 dispatchers are the true first responders of public safety. Thank you to those who have shared their stories, those who continue to share, and to those in the industry who support us. This video is created by myself, Ricardo Martinez II. Within the trenches, the movement continues. Oh, man, I have to say that was almost lost it there. It was hard to read while listening to the music at the same time. But, you know, that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted it to be, that emotional. I wanted it to be real. And I think I was able to do that. Now, this video has been posted on YouTube as well as a Facebook exclusive video. It's being shared all over the place. So all I ask is on Facebook, I have the video pinned on the podcast page. It's facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. Go to that page, like us, and that video that is pinned up at the top, please share it. It has just over 13,000 views and about 300 plus shares. Let's make it go viral. Let's get everyone to see it and share it and know what the IAM 911 movement is about. Now, as I go into the wrap-up here, we've got new episodes coming up. The IAED are going to be doing an episode with me either next week or the week after that, and they're going to talk about, you know, what they do, what they're all about, so that dispatchers out there and directors and such, they know what is going on, what they do, and why they do it, and why they're so awesome. And, you know, talk about our collaboration in Navigator 2017 and such. So that's one of the episodes that's coming up, as well as Adam Tim of The Healthy Dispatcher. I got to sit in one of his classes at the Colorado NENA APCO conference, which was a good time. He's an excellent speaker, and he's doing great things. So I want to finally get him on the podcast to talk about everything that he's doing and where he comes from, because he comes from dispatch. He worked at LAPD, and just sitting with him and talking about his story, it's going to be a good one, so you don't want to miss that one. Also, my podcast admins, we're going to be doing an episode together to talk about, you know, what they've been up to, and you know, how this movement has, you know, not only affected them, but, you know, the people that they know, and, you know, everything else that's been going on with it. So there's a lot of stuff coming up, new episodes and such. So make sure to check those out. And again, the videos that I've been talking about, I'm going to make sure to put links on those so that you can watch them as well. And please go to Facebook and share that one out there. Also, this episode, as always, is sponsored by InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. And if you have any comments, questions, or if you want to be a guest on the show, send me an email. It's wttpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, and that's going to be @901podcast. You can like us on Facebook. I've said it many times, and here it is one last time. Facebook.com/WithinTheTrenches Podcast. And this episode can be heard 24/7 on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, and TheJabberlog.com. Have a good one, everyone.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to WTTPodcast@gmail.com.